Do you ever sort of have a recurrence of things that happened years and years and years ago? Incidents?
Recurrence or memories?
Memories.
Yeah.
I have one vivid memory of the panther's footmarks in the garden.
Panther?
Yes. Uh-huh. She had some dogs and there was the shola a little way beyond the house.
Mm.
And there's always a panther there.
What's a shola?
A little forest. Yes, a shola is a forest.
All right.
And so many stupid things come to one's mind occasionally. I suddenly saw somebody collecting some drinking water. We had a spring. You had to go down the road to it. And it came out of the mountain. And you always get the drinking water from there.
Uh-huh.
But of course I was always brought up to be very careful of water because we had to have a man who was hired for the entire day to carry water up a quarter of a mile up a hill. A couple of buckets.
Up to...
No, that's in Kotagiri.
Kotagiri?
Mm. My mother's house.
Oh.
We didn't have any puller plugs or anything like that.
Hmm.
And this man was hired, and the whole day he spent going up and down the hill, quarter of a mile.
Oh.
With a couple of kerosene tins on the end of his pole.
Hmm. How many trips a day did he do?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Oh. Because it was quite steep.
Yeah.
And he was known as the waterman.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to have to come at 5 o'clock in the morning to heat the baths. Because they all had morning baths.
All
and
who?
Whatever the weather, and what cold or hot or wet or dry, the men had to be there, the baths had to be ready by 7 o'clock.
Oh.
Heated three stones and a kerosene tin.
Baths for who?
For a family. My mother, my father. I had to share my mother's bath. She had first bath and I went in with a little extra hot water.
Oh. Huh.
Tin tubs.
Yeah.
And no sanitation. We had thunder boxes and a pit in the garden.
Yeah.
And a person who came twice a day to deal with the lavatory.
Huh.
Frightfully insanitary, really. As a matter of fact, they've got a thunder box in the museum. Exactly like what we had.
Oh.
And all the bath water was collected to water the garden.
Now, was your father really kind of retired, really, all the time that you knew him?
Well, he retired when I was quite young.
When you were quite young?
Because he was 20 years old. More older than my mother. She was his second wife.
Yes. But he was in the army when you were born?
Yes.
So was he away?
Well, no, we were all in Secunderabad.
Uh-huh.
And then he retired and then we went up to the hills.
I
have a vague recollection of a place called Yorkord, which was a very horrible little hill station. They tried to settle there and they didn't like it. It was full of Anglo-Indians and nothing else.
Uh-huh.
And so they eventually went to the Nilgiris. And I remember playing on the hilltop where they built St. Luke's Church.
Yeah.
And there were no street lights in Kotagiri.
Yeah.
Had a torch. And I remember seeing the panther's eyes on the bank.
Oh.
It used to squat there waiting in case the dogs came out.
Huh.
And the dogs always had to be taken out on a lead after dark.
Yeah.
I always remember seeing a panther come out on the rock. I had some friends who lived about 2-3 miles out, and I used to go after lunch and go and visit them.
Mm.
And they had this house, and then there was a rock. And at 4 o'clock, this panther used always to come out onto the rock and disport itself like a cat. Rolling over and licking itself and... I always remember that, and I used to go and watch it. I went the number of miles I walked in those days.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was perfectly safe. I was able to go out by myself. The Indians wouldn't dare to do anything. In fact, they sort of looked up to you.
Yeah.
And I remember when my father was alive, he always used to go out with a gun in the evening.
Right.
And I went with him. We went out in the jungles. We sat behind a guava bush and waited for the game to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Deer used to come out and graze. And just, he always used to take a gun with him, but he never shot anything. And we used to watch these things. I've seen wild pig and all sorts of things.
What did what did he die of, your father? Was it just sort of old age or anything particular?
Just
old age.
Eventually, I think he had a heart attack or something.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I tried to think how old he was. 90 something, I think.
About 83.
Oh, was it?
83, yeah.
Oh, is that all?
83.
Oh, good gracious me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think he was older than that.
No,
maybe it was my sort of imagination being young.
Yeah.
Really, good gracious.
Was he ill for long, or did he go quite quickly, do you think?
I think he was ill for about a week or something like that.
Yeah.